listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Callison. If you missed a previous Insight, it's okay. Check our archives at capradio.org/insight. Sacramento's best-known rock music poster artist, Paul Imagine, is featured in a new documentary about America's rock poster scene. The film is called American Artifact. It's about the artists who make those sometimes colorful, inventive, and even scandalous posters for concerts and albums. American Artifact plays tonight in Sacramento at the Crest, just a few days after its world premiere in San Francisco. The producer-director, Merle Becker, and Paul Imagine join us. Paul, welcome back. Merle, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Paul, how did you become a rock poster artist? Was it a plan you'd had for a long time, or did it just sort of happen?
It just sort of happened. I always loved music. I was into the heavy metal when I was in high school, and that's kind of out of reach for local people, you know. I mean, you got huge concerts and huge stadiums and all that. And then after high school, I got involved in the punk rock scene, and that was also DIY, and everyone was doing everything themselves. So it just kind of made it easy to get in and start working with local bands.
Paul Imagine is a Sacramento rock poster artist. He's featured in the film American Artifact. I haven't seen the whole film, but I've seen clips on the website. And one thing I love is when you hold up your finger to show this big callus on it.
Yeah.
Why? Can I see the callus again? Whoa, that's a callus. And why do you have it?
That's my drawing finger. It's calloused, and a pen is imprinted into my finger because I draw so much. So it's a... Yeah.
it's proof of what you do.
Yes.
Merle, what gave you the idea to make a film about rock poster artists?
I was in a bookstore, and I came across this huge coffee table book called The Art of Modern Rock, and it's this big book of contemporary rock posters, and I had no idea that posters were still even being done. I thought the 60s happened, and, you know, there's posters from that era, and it kind of opened my eyes to everything that's going on today, and I was struck because a lot of the bands in this book were these obscure bands that I listened to and that I didn't really, you know, I wasn't aware that they were commissioning art for their stuff. So that was kind of the spark. And
at that time, weren't you working in another visual part of the music business, MTV?
I was.
What were you doing there?
I was an editor on a show called Total Request Live, which is a live
heard
show.
Of that.
Yeah. yeah, but I've always been really into music imagery and music videos, and I'm an obsessive music fan. So,
how did you profile a whole bunch of artists in the movie? How did you come across Paul Imagine?
Paul was mentioned to me by Dennis King, who's one of the co-authors for The Art of Modern Rock.
Thank you, Dennis.
Well, I was familiar with his work, and I knew he was in this area, and Dennis kind of suggested him, and I put him on the roster, and and he turned out to be one of the best interviews.
We're talking about the documentary film American Artifact. It's about America's rock poster scene. It plays tonight in Sacramento at the Crest Theater. Merle Becker is the producer-director. Paul Imagine is a local artist who's featured in the film. Paul, you sort of half-jokingly in the film say that when you're starting out with a poster, you often start with a skull. Why is that?
Pretty much a skull will fit for every band in the punk rock scene. If you're out of ideas, you can always head for a skull, and it's pretty much universal. So
you're wearing a t-shirt of my favorite piece by you, and at least I think it is. I don't have my glasses on. But in any case, it's this poster of this hideous skeleton sitting in a toilet reading a newspaper about the Bush-Gore election.
That's not this shirt. But that was
one of his many.
It's a similar skeleton, though.
Yeah, that was one of the posters I did when Bush and Gore, no one really knew who was going to win. And it's kind of just a... you know, we're screwed either way kind of poster.
It's a shocking...
So you might as well stay in your bathroom on the toilet.
Yeah. It's a shocking image. Why did you decide to make this hideous, deformed skeleton sitting in a toilet be the central image for that?
You know, sometimes strange things fall out of my head, and I can't really explain it.
Yeah. Merle, how did rock poster art get started?
Well, with the birth of the dance concert in San Francisco, there was two main promoters, Bill Graham and Chet Helms, who started commissioning rock posters. And they would, you know, rock really wasn't on the radio at that time. It was still sort of this new thing. So you had to advertise it somehow to get people to the shows. So they would do these posters and they'd go around and hang them up. And legend has it, Bill had a, he would ride around on his bike hanging up these posters, and he would hang them up, and by the time he got back, he would notice a lot of them were taken down already. So people were already sort of into the art back then. So.
There are a lot of artists in the film, one of them being one of the, I guess, the founders of what we think of as rock poster art, Stanley Mouse. Tell us about Stanley Mouse and what he's most famous for.
Stanley did a poster with his art partner, Alton Kelly. They did a poster for the Grateful Dead with this skeleton and roses image. And there's actually a story in the film of where they how they came up with that image. But the Grateful Dead ended up using that image for their logo. So Stanley's very well known for that. Stanley's from Detroit, and he was really into the car culture, and he kind of had a following before he came to San Francisco. But
he's a pretty quiet guy.
He is. He's a very sweet guy.
Hence the name Mouse. It's a nickname, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Paul, why have you decided to stay involved with the local music scene? I'm sure you could get bigger paying gigs with bigger bands.
I don't listen to the bigger bands. I listen to punk rock, and I only want to do posters for shows that I want to go to, and I can't stand the giant shows where you see, you know, an ant-sized guy playing a guitar. You know, I'd rather go to a club or bar, and where you can talk to the musicians and hang out with them and be part of the whole scene and everything that's going on, as opposed to being like some guy that just paid $40 for a ticket and sitting out in the crowd, you know, anonymously. So
$80 a ticket.
Yeah. Now I don't
$120
even know.
$120 a ticket.
Merle, do you still work in TV?
I do some freelance work.
Yeah. Have you gone back to MTV since you left?
I probably will at some point. I haven't since I started the project. But once I really run out of money, which is coming up, I'll be back.
Merle has joined the DIY artist.
I'm on the one meal a day plan. Yeah.
So making a movie about the rock poster scene is not, at least at this point, a lucrative business.
No. And it's not really hopefully someday I intend to recoup the costs that took to make it, but it wasn't really why I did it. I thought it was a story that should be told, and it's very tied to American history too, the culture of cultural changes that were going on in America. You can kind of see them reflected through the poster art, and I felt like nobody had really done a good job of outlining that and documenting it, so that's why I did it.
In the course of making the film, which took you several years, what did you learn about rock poster art and the artists that Or what surprised you about them?
One thing that surprised me were the personality. There are definitely similarities in the personalities through the generations. Like when I would think of the 60s artists, I wouldn't think that they were as smart as. I mean, wise.
Okay.
Sorry. They're just characters. And I don't know. I think it's a common theme of rebellion and independent spirit. And it's throughout. So I think that was striking to me. I mean, I learned a lot. It's every project you do is a learning experience.
And Paul was smiling and laughing a little when you were talking about the personality of rock poster artists.
We're all a little nuts. I think it's breathing in the fumes from the inks and the screen printing chemicals.
And yet, despite this rebellious streak in the rock poster scene, to what extent do these people see themselves as artists? And to what extent does the art establishment see them as artists, Paul?
We're kind of left out of the art establishments. I mean, we're kind of inching our way in with the release of The Art of Modern Rock and some other books and this film. And so we're inching our way into credibility. But as far as feeling about being artists, I completely feel like I'm an artist. You know, I'm starving and I'm broke. So I kind of am in there. But it's weird right now, since it is becoming a little more popular, a lot of kids are like getting out of design school and wanting to do rock posters to pad their portfolio. So they want to do a poster, and they all want to do a poster for the biggest band they can find. You know, how do I get to do a poster for the biggest band ever? You know, and they have no real idea of the music scene and what's involved with it. They just want to do something to be famous. And so it's a little weird right now because everyone's trying to jump on the bandwagon. So, and then there's all these starving like artists that have been doing it for a long time without any support. And when I first started, I thought I was the only one, you know, doing what I do. I knew of a few other working artists, Firehouse and Derek Hess, and just a handful of other artists. And then when I used to do shows with 60s artists, mostly for the Rockbuster Society, and I wasn't really involved with the artists that are doing it today until the Flatstock poster show, the first Flatstock poster show in San Francisco, where there's a lot of artists that are doing the exact same thing from all over the world, and it was amazing. We were all shocked that we all did the same thing.
Well, for more about the rock poster scene in America, the film is American Artifact. It shows tonight at the Crest Theater in downtown Sacramento. The producer and director is Merle Becker. One of the artists featured is Paul Imagine of Sacramento. Paul, Merle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Jeffrey Callison. Today's associate producers were Kelly Minimar and Lynn Weaver. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's senior producer is Jen Picard. And thank you for joining us. For the legislature passing California state budget has come and gone again.